Okay, so today we're gonna dive into something pretty wild, I think. It's called Godhoodism.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
You sent me some material on this, and I gotta say, it's pretty mind-blowing.
It really is.
The basic idea, it seems like, is that like everyone is their own god.
Yeah, that's the core of it.
But like, what does that even mean?
Right. So Godhoodism, it starts with this idea that each of us, like, we have this like inherent divinity inside of us. And it's not about like worshiping some external being or something like that. It's really about like this deep like reverence for yourself and focusing on personal growth and well-being and all that. But the interesting thing is that even though it's very focused on like the self, it's not like egocentric or anything like that.
No.
And, because it also recognizes that like everyone else is also like a god in their own right.
Okay.
So it's like this personal sovereignty, but within like a shared cosmic landscape.
That's a really interesting way to put it. So when they talk about like worshiping yourself, right? Does that mean like I should like build a shrine to myself in my living room or something?
No, not quite like that.
Okay, good.
The way I understand it is that this self-worship, it's really more about like looking inward. It's about recognizing your own potential, nurturing your strengths, working on your weaknesses. It's about self-mastery and really taking responsibility for your own like development as a person. And that naturally like extends outward to how you treat other people as well, because if you recognize that everyone else has this inherent divinity, then you're going to treat them with respect. You're not going to want to harm them. You're going to honor their free will and all that.
That makes sense.
And even if you do have like fleeting negative thoughts, which we all do, the important thing is that you don't let those thoughts manifest into like harmful actions, because it's the pattern of your actions like over the course of your entire existence that really matters in the end.
So that actually leads perfectly into this next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is this idea of like parallel universes.
Oh yeah.
This is where it gets really wild for me.
I know, right?
The text that you sent me suggests that like our lives are playing out in like countless variations simultaneously.
Yeah, it's like a multiverse thing.
Yeah, how does that like play into this whole idea of achieving godhood?
So what's really mind-blowing is like the scale of it all. Godhoodism says that basically every possible version of you is out there like living out all these different lives across an infinite number of parallel universes. So like your journey towards becoming a god, it's not judged on just this one life that you're living right now. It's based on like the combined effect of all your choices and experiences across all these different universes.
That is a lot to think about.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the ultimate character arc.
Exactly.
You've got the virtuous paths, the challenging ones, and everything in between.
Yeah, it makes you wonder though, like, does one really good life outweigh like a bunch of not so good ones? Or is it more about the overall trajectory across all of them?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So like that time that I like finally got up the courage to do public speaking in one universe, but then in another universe, I totally bombed it. Like those are both being factored in somehow.
Yeah, basically it's like every decision, every interaction across all these different lives, it all feeds into this ongoing assessment of your core being.
Like a cosmic performance review.
Yeah, kind of. And the interesting thing is that this core being, they call it your soul or spirit, it's not bound by the same limitations of time and space that we are, It exists in this realm of pure thought, which is sometimes called like heaven or the angelic form. And what's fascinating is that from the perspective of this timeless soul, all your lives, past, present, future, across all the universes, they're all happening at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around.
So after we go through all these lives, right? And like the cosmic accountants tallied up all our experiences. We become an angel.
Yeah, so the idea is that if like your overall pattern of existence across all your lives is like good enough, you awaken in this angelic form and you join all the other beings who have also reached that level. And because this angelic form exists outside of time, it's like in a way you already exist there. Like this life that we're experiencing right now is just like one thread in the tapestry of that larger timeless soul.
That is a wild thought.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, if our higher selves already exist in this angelic state, how much free will do we really have in our current lives?
Oh, that's a big question.
Yeah.
So angel isn't the final destination though, right?
No, there's another level.
Oh.
After angel, you can become an archangel.
Archangel.
Yeah, and that's like a big step closer to becoming a full-fledged god.
So it's like a pre-God state.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could think of it like that.
And what do archangels like do?
Well, they have like a much deeper understanding of reality than we do.
Okay.
And they probably have a greater ability to like influence things too.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind
Okay.
of like a necessary training ground before you take on the full responsibility of creating universes.
Right. That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So human to angel to archangel and then finally to God. What does it actually mean to be a god in this context?
Well, the ultimate goal is to develop the ability to create your own
Like
realities.
literally create universes.
Yeah, and not just like empty universes. You can even create like sentient beings.
Whoa.
And those beings, they have the potential to become gods themselves eventually. So
Wow.
you become like a creator, you're the source of new universes, and you're responsible for their well-being and evolution.
That is a huge responsibility.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the text even mentions this concept of like macroverses.
Macroverses, what's that?
So it's like these vast collections of parallel universes that might have come from different big bangs or have totally different laws of physics.
Wow.
And as a god, you might be able to like interact with these macroverses and maybe even shape them.
Okay, so like each god gets their own sandbox of universes to play with?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a pretty incredible idea.
It is, right?
And what about like the big questions, you know,
Yeah,
like
right.
where did everything come from? What's the nature of reality? Is there a purpose to all this?
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Does Godhoodism have anything to say about those kinds of things?
It does actually. The text gets into some pretty deep philosophical territory.
Oh, yeah.
Like it asks, was our particular set of parallel universes created by like an original god, you know, a being that's always existed?
Okay.
Or was it created by some other being who like worked their way up to godhood through this whole process that we've been talking about? It even brings up the possibility that our reality could be like a giant simulation running on a cosmic computer.
Whoa, hold on. Simulation
Yeah,
theory.
I know, right?
That's getting pretty meta.
It is, but it's all part of the Godhoodism framework, you
So they're
know?
not saying like this is definitely how it is, but it's like a possibility.
Right. It's more about like prompting you to question the nature of reality and your place within it.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So let me see if I've got this straight. Everyone's a potential god.
Right.
We got to respect ourselves and all the other gods out there. Our
Yeah.
actions across all our infinite lives determine like how we progress.
That's right.
There's an angelic afterlife, and the end goal is to become a reality-creating god ourselves.
Yeah, you got it.
Did I miss anything?
I think you covered all the main
Okay,
points.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that if you look at like existing religions, you know,
Sure.
Godhoodism has a different take on them.
Really? How so?
Well, it suggests that the original creator, whether that was like an eternal god or a being who ascended to godhood,
Right.
they probably didn't create these religions as we know them.
And they probably don't want us to worship them in the traditional sense.
That's a pretty big departure from most religions.
It is, yeah.
What's the logic behind that?
Well, the idea is that like needing worship, it comes from ego.
Okay.
And ego is seen as like a limiting factor on the path to godhood.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what about evil then?
What about?
Like if everyone has this divine spark, why is there so much like suffering and negativity in the world?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the text actually addresses it head on.
Okay.
So for people who are consistently bad across all their lives, like truly evil, they basically just cease to exist.
Like they're just gone.
Yeah, it's not like eternal torment or anything like that.
That's a very different take on hell.
Yeah, the logic is that like a truly enlightened God wouldn't want to keep people suffering forever, you know?
Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, but for people who are like a mix of good and bad,
Right, like most of us.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's this possibility of like purification and growth in the angelic realm. So like a chance for redemption.
Yeah,
So instead of like fire and brimstone, it's more like being deleted from the cosmic hard drive.
Yeah, kind of a more pragmatic approach, I guess.
Yeah.
But what's really cool about Godhoodism is that it's very optimistic. You know,
That's
it,
a bow.
well, it says that like most beings will eventually reach godhood.
Really?
Yeah, and they'll get to create their own realities and interact with all these other gods in this giant macroverse.
That's a pretty hopeful vision.
Yeah, it is. It's like a story of continuous evolution and the expansion of consciousness and the creation of new realities.
Yeah, this whole deep dive into godhoodism has been really thought-provoking.
It really has.
It's like a completely different way of looking at existence.
Yeah, and I think the most important question for you, the listener, to think about is this.
What's that?
If you really are your own God, what does that mean for you? Mm-hmm. Like, what are your responsibilities? What are the possibilities? And how does that change your understanding of your place in the universe? And if there really are infinite parallel versions of you out there living out all these different lives,
mm-hmm.
does that change how you see the choices that you're making right now in this life?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think godhoodism, it really puts you at the center of your own cosmic story.
It definitely does that.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation.
It has been.
Thanks for sharing all this with me.
You're welcome.
And to all you listeners out there, keep thinking, keep questioning, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.